Hey guys, so this weekend, Friday, Saturday, March 24th, 25th, I'm going to be performing in Seattle, Washington, Laughs Comedy Club, Seattle, Washington, this weekend, four shows, Portland, Oregon, May 2nd, May 3rd, Helium Comedy Club, Washington, D.C., big homecoming show. June 2nd, Friday, June 2nd at the 9:30 Club. That's a big one. That's a big one. I want to sell that one, out. It would be embarrassing if I didn't. It would be really embarrassing. They're going to fucking kill me if I don't fucking sell this one out. I'm going to be fucking dead in a ditch. 9:30 Club. Washington, D.C., Friday, June 2nd, and this July at the Bell House in New York, I'm going to be doing a couple shows there and taping them, I think, so we'll have links for that soon, but there it is, there's all the shows, come to the shows, buy tickets, bye, okay, bye, thanks, enjoy the episode, Andrea Jin coming up.
Ooh-wee. Folks, welcome to the Brandon Jamel Show, the most epic podcast in the world.
Man.
Today in Stu, Andrea Jin.
Hello.
Welcome. Hey. Hey, cheers. Hey.
Oh, boy.
Everybody's hydrated. We're having hot liquids. LA, it's so cold.
No, it's, it's so scary.
It's hailing.
It's so scary. I'm so scared.
I was in
no,
Beverly
it is
Hills.
Hail. It is hailing.
It was hailing.
I was Rocks. In Beverly Hills and it was hailing.
Falling from the sky. In they Beverly
could,
Hills.
They couldn't stop it in Beverly Hills. They tried.
I didn't think that was allowed there.
They had mesh over the still got through.
I mean, that's interesting thing about Beverly Hills. It's designed to keep pores out.
The Negroes out? Oh yeah, sure.
They designed it so that you can't get you can't go freeway Beverly Hills.
Oh.
They tried to do the same thing with Georgetown in DC, but
yeah.
It's just too many. Niggas is too strong. We just got through. We ran through the barricades.
No, we gotta have a revolution, man.
But I don't even want to go to Beverly Hills. Doesn't have anything I want.
And
it's so far.
I don't know. I don't want to go to the Beverly Hills Target.
No.
Yeah, what is there? What do they have to offer?
Like some Italian spots.
Mm.
It's a lot of
Crate and Barrel.
Yeah, luxury stores over there. But
Maserati.
I'm a Ralph man. You know, I like going to the Ralph store over there. But a lot of that other stuff, I find it gauche. Hey. I'm post fashion now.
You're over it?
Yeah.
What?
I'm over it.
Damn, this is like a big story.
I'm post fashion.
Brandon's,
I bought enough clothes.
Brandon's done with getting dressed.
I'm still, you know, I still like it.
What are you doing now?
But just wearing the clothes I have. I'm trying to So we gotta sell some clothes again, Jamel.
No, it's true. That's what the plug is. Hey, we one of these days we'll get one at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah,
but you got to wake up for real, dog. You got to be up at 6 a.m., man.
Me and
Brandon selling clothes together. He's like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'm setting up at this time. Brandon show up. I already set up. he shows up at 11 a.m. with shades on. I'm like, this ain't a movie.
You know,
this is clothes. Get with me.
When did you get there? 6 a.m.?
Like 6. I had to wake up at like 6.
What the fuck? Where were you?
At the crib.
Yeah.
Having a nice dream.
REM. Yeah.
Get up earlier.
I know. I've been doing that as well.
Getting up early?
Yeah. Well, you were taught a certain level of discipline as a child.
Yeah.
That I was not.
Oh, right. Because I grew up in China.
Right.
And then you grew up here.
Fairfax, Virginia.
Yeah.
They let the white kids do whatever. It's like a part of the law in Fairfax County. If you are a white child under the age of 14, you're allowed to go anywhere.
At any time.
Bedtime is your choice.
Yeah.
But no, Andrea told me about like the, I mean, we do, we need some of that over here.
Yeah. Discipline.
Yeah. I mean, you got the raising
of the flag.
Eye exercises. That's what I got really excited about.
Did you do them at all?
No, I think I did. I watched one tutorial. Do you know about this?
So like in China, in school for break, for studying, you have to, you do like eye exercises.
Like blinking real hard or like?
No. Like it's like specific like massages that you do to your around your eyes.
Well,
that...
this is, we've got video now. Now we've got video.
Oh,
so
yeah,
can...
sure. We'll put some. Like it's like. We have a contract with the eye training company.
This, yeah. Right? For like a certain amount of time. And then this. And then this.
Yeah.
And then your eyes, you feel like. Is it that you just feel mad focused?
Rejuvenated.
Oh.
Yeah. Like your eyes will work for longer. Better for longer.
Damn, I could look at shit harder if I start.
So that you could study for longer.
I thought, oh.
Yeah.
And there, and TikTok over there is.
About studying.
It's all about study. It's, yeah, TikTok over there, it's, you know, it's big brain stuff.
Really? They don't get ass?
They made it. To, no ass on TikTok. No booty dances.
That's just for
nobody's
us.
Nobody's on TikTok doing the Harry Styles booty challenge.
No.
Or whatever.
That's
you know.
For America so that we get worse here and then they get better there.
Whoa. It is by design.
Yeah.
It was engineered by China to make Americans more R-worded.
Bro, that's what I knew. And then I got on the shit anyway. I avoided it for as long as I could. Yeah. And I was like, all right. Once I saw one other person over 30 on it, I was like, all right, it's fine. It's safe. Yeah. I'm coming out. And I just get ass in my phone all the time.
Yeah.
Well,
and I do feel dumb when I look at the ass.
Yeah, it's by design.
Fuck,
you are
man.
Getting dumber from it. We all are. Yeah. I get it too, and I'm like, oh, I'm stupid. No, you
fuck,
know,
man.
Yeah.
But what can we do?
Yeah, it's too late now.
Or yeah, I guess you could get Chinese TikTok. You could download Chinese TikTok.
There is one black dude on my TikTok who I guess is in China, or at least it looks like it's China. It's just like a dude who straight up looks like he could be my cousin.
Yeah.
Mm.
In China, making dishes. He's like filming these, like really like heartfelt.
Is he speaking Mandarin?
Yeah, he's speaking Mandarin, and it's like sketches, but there's no jokes. He's just being really nice.
Is he from? Is he from here? And he moved out there?
I have no idea. I've just been watching videos until he reveals the story to me. But he'll just pop out and be like, "Oh, I got a bunch of extra tofu. Hey, my man next door," and it's an old Chinese dude, and he'll come out and be like, "What?" He's like, "Yo, son, I got all this tofu. You want some?" I'm like, "I was actually going to eat some tofu. Thank you." And then he just says, "Thank you," and then they go about their day.
Now, does he have? I guess the reason why I asked where he hails from, is because I think you understand. You understand the gears turning in my brain right now.
Not exactly. What are the gears?
What are you talking about?
Explain a little further, Brandon.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
Yeah, Brandon.
I'm just...
You think this motherfucker saw Rush Hour 2 and said, "I'm moving to China"? Is that what you thought?
I'm just saying that we can all agree that it's funny if, like,
if he's
black, but he's a Chinese accent. Well, when he speaks English.
Don't look at me like this.
You know it's funny.
That would be funny.
That's very funny.
I'm not gonna say it's not. It could
you
possibly
know it's funny.
Be funny.
You were.
It could possibly be funny.
You wanted her to all. You were trying to not laugh.
Yeah.
And in hopes that she would also not laugh.
Dog, this is
and
on
then,
camera now. What do
you
want me to
do? And then it's a frame.
On.
And then the frame is me between the two of
it's
you.
It's on camera.
Saying that, then getting nothing.
What?
And I'm not. Obviously, I'm not gonna. You know. That's very,
yeah,
you know.
But what if I'm like, what the fuck?
Right, no, I know.
What the fuck?
Well, that's why it's a. Whoa, He's on the, you know.
I didn't want to join you on the balance beam.
I'm on a balance beam between the damn Twin Towers. And, you know.
You made it.
And I made it.
It's September 10th.
And we can all agree that it's
funny.
Funny?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's funny.
It's funny.
Does he?
I want to see him speak. I really want to see him speak.
I don't think he does, but I'm interested.
Yeah.
I have not seen him speak English.
No, any non-Asian person can go to China and have a whole career if they can speak Mandarin. Doing nothing.
Yeah.
You can like literally do nothing but speak Mandarin or just have an interest in Asian culture. And then you can have a whole
John
career.
John Cena.
Yeah.
What? Have you seen John Cena speaking fluent Mandarin?
I had no idea.
But like horribly.
Oh, it's just like.
But he's speaking it.
He's speaking it, but you need subtitles to understand. You
can't
for
really.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than, you know, like back in the day, John Cena, he's doing his best. He's speaking Mandarin. There's like videos of
jean shorts still
90s.
With the jean shorts.
God, you know, yeah, of course.
Okay,
that's not he's gonna keep the jean shorts stay on.
All right.
But you know, there's some videos of you know Dwayne the Rock Johnson doing the offensive version. You know, where he's speaking Chinese, but he's like,
are you talking about The Rock? Is this a Rock?
Dwayne
video?
The Rock Johnson. He was, hey, different time, you know. Hey, but that's progress. You know, John Cena's trying.
I see what you're saying. An honest effort.
Yeah.
As opposed to.
Right.
No. Yeah. No. He's fully on camera, being like, "Yeah, Taiwan's not. I'm sorry. Taiwan's not a real country. I'm sorry." He's like apologizing. Because he accidentally said Taiwan was a country on a interview.
Oh, shit.
And then he had to apologize.
I thought it was. I'm late.
You have to apologize now.
My bad, y'all. Hey, whoops.
Well, yeah, it's sort of a...
It's a hot button issue.
It's a hot button thing? Issue. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shoot you an email about this later.
I mean, I'm not.
So China.
How do you feel about it?
So China.
This is a comedy podcast.
Doesn't want Taiwan to be its own thing.
Okay. See, I knew that part.
Yeah.
But I didn't know you couldn't like talk about it.
You can talk about it, but China will get mad at you if you call Taiwan a real country.
And then you can't use Alibaba anymore or some shit? Like
they'll ban you from the face of China. Like they were gonna take John Cena off of Chinese stuff. And he's like, don't. He's like, no.
Because like, hey. He's getting like, John Cena's getting crazy.
Oh, I mean,
Chinese
the money.
Bag yeah,
level.
He's getting Chinese money. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, no, I want it. I want Chinese money. And so he's like, no, Taiwan's not real. Taiwan's sorry. You know,
so he's kind of he's full. What's the term? It was a full nationalist.
Yeah, it's Chinese nationalist.
Chinese nationalist, which that was on the old podcast. You were kind of.
Yeah, I'm Chinese nationalist.
Yeah, I mean,
Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with China.
All right, let's go to let's check out the World Baseball Classic or something. Let's get some China jerseys, man.
Oh,
we could do that.
That would be hard.
And to everybody from Taiwan, hey, better luck next year, nigga.
Yeah, sorry.
We riding.
Just part of China.
Jeremy Lin, next. Go on.
More like mainland China. Jeremy Lin, more like from mainland China.
More like, that's pretty good. That joke will smack in China. That joke will kill if you told that.
Yeah. Like, no, they would be like, that is, you just said a fact. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. They'd be like, what is the joke? You just said something that is true.
Do they have stand up over there?
Yeah. Have they brought Clapter over there?
Oh my
yet?
God. No, Clapter? Not yet.
Oh,
not yet.
Really? Don't.
Does China
no.
Have Clapter
don't,
yet?
Don't,
no.
Don't let them.
They have the only form of stand up for
we
some
need
reason.
A Chinese Nanette.
I'll go do it. I should go do it. But they, the only form of stand up for some reason in China is like a competition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's like kind of like American Idol, but for stand ups.
Last comic standing.
Yeah, oh, oops. It, yeah.
The first winner of Last Comic Standing in America, Dat Fan.
Where'd Dat Fan from?
I don't know.
I thought he was Vietnamese.
He was doing Asian minstrel. You know?
That sounds like a Vietnamese name, right?
Dat Fan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
It must be.
That's how it hit my...
Yeah.
I don't really know where anybody's from. I just, when I hear the name, I'm
like...
And you don't want to guess.
Yeah.
You can guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Guessing is chill?
Yeah.
You can guess. I think so.
Well, Vietnam was definitely my guess.
Vietnam.
Yeah.
Oh, he was 100%.
For sure. Yeah. Vietnamese, for sure.
Dat Fan was for sure Vietnamese.
Dat Fan, come on the show. Yeah. When you see this, we know you're going to see this.
We know you're Vietnamese.
We know. Don't lie. Hey, Dat Fan.
We know you're fucking Vietnamese. Yeah.
Complete. Show's off to a great start. We're making friends. We're getting international this week. Welcome back to International Brandon Jamel Week.
Yes. Yeah. And we can all agree that it would be funny for a black guy to have a Chinese accent.
When we go to the UN, we can say that at the UN.
That would be so funny.
Okay, so right,
I'll join you. Yeah,
we're doing a press tour.
The
show just started, so we're doing Chapo. We're fucking with Adam Friedland show. Then we're going to the UN because that's all New York shit.
Yeah, there
okay,
we go.
Good.
Yeah.
We'll hit all that.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, New York Comedy Club and
Met.
Yeah. I'm gonna
do the Met.
Yeah, hit the UN and then Legion of Skinks.
Right, following.
I'm glad that we all agreed eventually, you know. Because honestly, I think I just took too long to express the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you weren't really fully. Because you kept looking at me like you were saying something way more foul.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
the face you looked at me with.
I think it was like the wind up to the pitch.
Yeah. That
like, was,
dog,
I was like,
you scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, no, I think it would be funny.
Yeah.
Because it would be like reverse Awkwafina.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There we go.
Which we don't have a reverse Awkwafina.
Yeah. So it would be like, all right.
Yeah.
And it would be hilarious.
It's time to get back.
That'll be tough. And then it's reverse Awkwafina. So then they come out.
No.
Black Chinese accent. Yeah. And then 10 years later, it would just be
would it be funnier?
Never happened.
Well, buddy, we should start making sketches on the Patreon. I'm thinking we start making sketches on the Patreon, and I have my first idea.
All right, we'll get the storyboards ready. We can't hire nobody else.
So you're gonna.
I gotta do it.
No, it's gonna be you.
It's Los Angeles. Let's do
Brandon Jamel show.
Hold up.
It's the Brandon Jamel show Patreon.
Let's just do some.
Chinese accent.
I'm not.
I can't do no casting.
Andrea said that you should.
We just cast you just now.
Y'all just.
Yeah.
I ain't even seen a script or nothing, and now I gotta do it. Hold up. No, just wait a second.
You could just riff. You could riff.
Yeah, it's kind of a loose. It's kind of a loose outline.
Yeah, you could riff.
It's really improv heavy.
Just so have a Chinese accent.
It's
all
gonna be me and Andrea. We're gonna write the sketch. We're gonna write the sketch, and you're starring in it. You're attached.
Yeah, but open to riffing from you.
Yeah.
Okay. You know that. Well, I guess that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Yes.
But Chinese. But you have to do Chinese accent. So it's with riffs.
That's the. Yeah. So. Yeah. Exactly.
Hold up. So can I tell y'all on a side note? I had to read for an audition the other day, and they were like, "Hey, try a Jamaican accent."
What was it for?
Is this Mains or not? I'm not here. But they were like, "Try it." Listen, I'm not going.
What was it?
They were like, try a Jamaican accent. It's okay if it's bad. And I'm like, well.
Oh, no.
I do this shit. I can't. My problem with my impressions is I can only do an impression for like half a sentence. I can do it perfect for a few words, and then the shit just starts to sound Irish.
Yeah.
No, me too. How... Yeah, when I try to do accents, I'm like, it turns British.
There's no way to. I don't know how you have to be British to maintain an accent.
Yeah.
That's facts. Yeah. Well, everybody know that.
Me, I'm kind of a vocal chameleon.
You can do it all.
Yeah, I can do it. I can do it all.
I forgot you used to open for the dude from Police Academy.
Yeah, he taught me everything I know.
Yeah, yeah. Those were some wild times.
So I could tell that you were sort of trying to divert.
Yeah.
From our
no,
100%.
No,
I'm in Chinese accent.
Of, yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
Dudes. Which would be really funny. I was trying to change the
black
subject.
Guy with a Chinese
you could be.
Do y'all want to talk about anything else?
You could be the next Awkwafina.
Yeah, no. So I'm just kind
I'm
of like.
I'm sure I'm ready for that.
Well, like when I'm like, when I'm in that like creative flow state, right? I get into just like full like tunnel vision, hyperfixation, right. You know? And. Like I can really
creative,
like
Brandon,
but that's so, when you.
I'm like seeing it. I'm seeing it right now, and I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it do numbers.
Yeah,
and I'm really seeing this sketch do numbers.
Me too. Me too.
And, you know, as for like what the comment section
y'all
will
both
say,
think this is good. It's gonna. Be
I don't
good.
Know. I don't know what the. I don't know what
numbers
people
doesn't
have to
mean
say
it's
about
gonna be
it
good
in the in the comments.
We can turn off comments. But I think the numbers will be great.
I promise you, there will be engagement on this one. Okay? And so, no, I think it's a really good idea. I think it's a really good idea. I mean, I tried it. I tried telling Lauren about it. I tried telling Lauren about this sketch idea. I said, all right, get this. It's a black guy with a Chinese accent. And he was, you know, but that's the thing about sort of being independent creators like ourselves is that we can take matters into our own hand.
Yeah.
We can control our own fate. And I'm thinking that
can we just start with another one?
I'm thinking that
let's do who's on first.
I'm thinking we gotta rehearse right now.
Let's try it. Let's just give it a try.
And, okay. Okay, and action.
Yeah.
Y'all sure y'all want to do? Y'all don't want to do nothing. Now. Right. Y'all don't have anything.
Okay, fine.
You guys don't want to talk about like how cold it is outside? We're in Los Angeles. It's snowing.
That's fine.
No. Did anybody have a rough time on the freeway?
Can you say that with a Chinese accent?
I'm not saying no, because I just have my manager look at the paperwork or something. We draw up something.
No.
But
reps.
When it's such
we're
a
not
good
getting
idea,
reps involved.
No reps.
Yeah. No, we're not. We're not
we,
getting reps.
We don't
want to
be giving away 10% on this genius idea.
No, that's that's the well. Also, I'm taking the full cut. And I'm taking the full cut of this video.
I don't even get to see none of these.
It's gonna make
racist
you so,
bucks.
No, it's gonna make you so clouded.
Yeah, you'll be so famous after.
Yeah,
you could do whatever you want after.
You can do whatever you want in like
I could do anything
one
I want.
Sphere.
And you know that's priceless.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like it has a very definitive price and number. Are you sure? Oh, man, if y'all really believe in it, we could talk off air. That's what I'll say about that. Let's just.
Okay.
Because I kind of need to.
Yeah.
I need a second.
Whatever we talk, we can talk about off air. We can talk about on air. And that's. we do need a reverse Awkwafina.
Yeah.
I mean they've been
and Brandon's like I had a whole blackface series we was going to do.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
For all of Black History Month. I had it all. I wrote everything. I paid for the studio space.
Wow.
And then Brandon's like, "Oh, I don't
Why did he do it? Why are you doing it?
I don't know.
Wow. Okay. Brandon.
What's, okay.
So that's why you want me to be Chinese now. I'm like, shit.
Once you do, okay. You do one. Okay. Black guy with a Chinese accent.
Yeah. I made a TikTok.
And I
for the whole thing, it wasn't even going to be on his own TikTok.
And then I'll go Jimmy style.
It was Black Brandon.
Good trade.
Oh yeah, no, that's a good. That's
a, Black Brandon's a good
Black
name.
Black Brandon's a good is a good account.
Yeah. Oh, actually, damn, he liked it too much. I'm riffing too hard.
Giving you ideas.
That's a big backfire. That one backfired on me.
Oh no.
Now I gotta make this TikTok.
Yeah, now you both have to do things.
Let me borrow your laptop.
My hand has been forced by God into race play.
Both of you. Yeah.
Oh no, not again. That's what I would say.
Think of all the numbers.
Exactly. I mean, numbers.
Big numbers. If somebody found an old video of me doing race play, I would say I'm sorry, it was God's will. God told me in a vision. Nobody's tried that.
That's actually pretty
good. Right,
nobody's
that's true.
Nobody's tried this.
Who can argue
nobody's,
with that?
Nobody said, "Well, God, what if I told you God told me to do it?"
Yeah.
That's applicable to anything.
Right. I wouldn't have done it if God did not tell me to.
Think of anything that people would get mad at.
I mean, dog, that's how we got the whole Louisiana Purchase.
Yep.
Wow.
God said we got to go run these natives over. They fucked them niggas.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
God told them that. Andrew Jackson was dressed like Paddington Bear waking up. You know, he had the sleep gown with the little hat.
Honk shoe.
He did.
Oh my God.
I love the little hat.
Yeah, the hat is so nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what amount of money it takes to where I could comfortably sleep with a hat on, but I aspire to get there for sure.
No, I know. We gotta get there. That's the next tier.
I feel like you've tried it.
What?
Of the three of us, you've done a sleeping cat one night, right?
I know, if somebody were to have tried sleeping with a sleeping cap, I would think it's Brandon.
For sure. I'm cozy. I'm good at being cozy. There's one thing. That's one thing about me is I'm good at being cozy.
Brandon's about to start wearing house coats.
I get too cozy.
Yeah.
I get too cozy sometimes. That's
That's true.
In uncozy circumstances, I'm cozy.
Which I applaud.
Nevertheless.
I applaud the self. Is that self-care? It feels like self-care to me.
It is.
Yeah.
Have you tried sleeping cap though?
No. Actually,
no. Damn.
No.
I'll look into it for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, thanks. No, I'm down. I'm definitely open to it.
We should all dress like Ebenezer Scrooge.
I gotta actually. Yeah. Ooh, hold up. I got a new robe.
Wow.
Okay. Are we talking like what?
Are you gonna
it's
get
not
it?
Like silk.
Yeah, should I do the rest of this in a robe?
I don't think so.
Yeah. It's kind of a different.
It's very cozy. Different looking. Vibe.
It's pretty
wow.
It's pretty cozy.
Ralph Lauren.
Yeah, it's kind of a, yeah.
You look great, Brandon.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
I wish you had a cap.
I know.
Yeah.
Imagine this with a sleeping cap.
Yeah, yeah. Or even just a shower cap. Fuck it. Any sort of like hat that is only worn in your home.
Yeah.
I think those might be the only two.
Damn. Yeah, but it's good.
What else is there? Yeah, it's
terry cloth top with pockets.
Yeah, yeah, with pockets.
Get out the shower, put your phone in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, I dig it.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty pumped about it.
Have you met the polo bear?
Oh God, yeah. Don't meet your heroes.
I'm just imagining Brandon and the polo bear like getting yerped up somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I started a new podcast.
The polo bear has some ideas, all right? The polo bear is saying some wild shit. Yeah. You think Brandon's saying some shit? The polo bear is actually like fully like on some Blue Lives Matter shit.
Yeah.
Like the bear underneath the clothes. Look
at him. He has money. Mm-hmm.
Ton of money.
Yeah. Yeah. He's upper, from money.
Upper crust shit.
Yeah. Born into money.
No, he was raised with no values. This is a man of leisure to a fault.
Yeah.
This is you know? It's all pleasure with that guy. And at what cost? I don't know.
Very high cost.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
Of people's lives.
Yeah.
And robes. I know this shit hit you for about $2.
This is, you know, I think it was a little less. Is this, oh, and we got this is like.
$189 before tax.
This is pretty like, this is probably like the sluttiest episode.
Dog, yeah, you're wilding.
Yeah, this is like, I've got my full calf out. But more importantly, let's talk about race. Okay, top three races.
Okay.
this is our top five master races.
Top five, yeah, top five master races.
This is just
number
races.
One, half Filipino.
Our top three is confirmed. Our top three is locked in.
Okay, what are our top three?
So it's half Filipino, okay. Minions.
Minions.
The race of minions.
Yeah.
They're funny as fuck.
They're so funny. I agree with that.
They're funny.
Minions.
Yeah. And then the third, I don't know, what are we doing? Was it Italy? What are we saying?
No.
Italians?
No.
No.
You're not going to give it to them?
Nah, stop that.
Right. I don't think so.
No. Ooh, top three. So half Filipinos and then minions. And then what are we?
Oh, right, the Danes. I forgot it was the Danes. We have the Danes number three.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
yeah.
Peace to Christian Eriksen. Mm.
Well, Well,
why Denmark?
Well, I think it's just the hottest version of white people, which is why.
Yeah, that's true.
Or Swedes. You know,
Swedes is too, it's too blonde, dude.
It's too blonde.
Yeah, you can do too blonde. Yeah, you can go too blonde.
It feels nefarious. It feels evil.
Too blonde is evil.
Yeah, yeah.
It's scary.
It's like they're definitely going to do something to you.
And it's not even hot. It's not hot anymore.
Yeah. How do you feel about blonde men?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too much.
Yeah.
Like, it's like
villain.
Yeah.
It's villainous.
And it's kind of, I mean,
off-putting.
I don't know. Well, it's kind of gay to be a blonde man. That's kind of gay to me.
I think so.
Only in America. I think overseas, you gotta give them some different. They don't adhere to our rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, So, do you have
for me?
Yeah. What are your favorite races?
I think, that's hard.
I mean, it's tough.
Yeah. Top three. Yeah. Should I go 3-1 or 1-3?
Well, that's your preference.
Okay, I'll start with first. Mm-hmm. Black person with Chinese accent.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
We're going to make it happen.
Yeah, number one.
We're going to make it happen. Uh-huh. Second, Chinese nationalists. And then third, minions.
Minions,
of course. Yeah.
That's respect, dude. That's respect, dude.
Yeah. Who's your favorite minion?
Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a cute one.
I love Bob.
Bob's a cute one. Maybe we.
We'll throw Bob on the top of the.
Yeah, just. Let him know.
Bob will kind of slowly fall down
at
the beginning of her race countdown. And then it'll come into frame, completely cover me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bob.
I wish he was here.
I know.
You haven't emailed it? Have you texted him?
Can we get Bob on the podcast? We had a falling out.
No.
Damn, what happened, man?
What did you do?
What's that?
What did you do to Bob?
It was all, I don't know. I guess it is. It's on me.
Yeah.
They
were supposed to be splitting a bag of perks. Yeah.
Right.
And yeah. then Brandon was like, oh, my Venmo's not working.
No, I ate his banana. I ate his banana. He said he was saving it for later.
Yeah.
I ate it. Yeah.
His
That's worse than the perk thing.
I ate his banana.
That's worse than the Percocet thing I
yeah.
said.
No, wow. They love it. They love those.
Percocet?
You also
bananas.
Are. Oh, bananas.
I love bananas.
Okay.
I love bananas. Like, them, but yeah. Yeah, we both, me and the minions, we all love bananas.
They love banana.
Banana.
Banana. Banana. Bido, they say banana.
Bido. Yeah, they say banana.
Banana.
It's, I know they say it. Y'all looking at me like, I don't know. I know that the minions say that.
What kind of accent is that? It's not a Chinese
minions?
Accent.
It defies all of language.
It's a mishmash.
I mean, it's a full on. They hit the international franchise cheat code where it's like you don't even have to really you don't have to translate the shit that they're saying. Yeah. Every country watches Minion and they get it.
And they 100%. Love them.
They understand.
Oh my god!
Oh, this is funny as fuck. And
did you guys watch
cutesy.
Minions?
The I haven't seen the latest
two.
Two, yeah.
The rise of Gru.
Yeah.
How'd you?
I watched that.
How'd you feel
What'd
about
you
it? I loved it. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just so funny.
Basically, they're acting awesome.
Did you say it's an action packed romp that's fun for the whole family?
Yeah. Yeah, and there's Chinese people in it. And they learn kung fu.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
Is that I might have
yeah.
you know,
the minions learn kung fu.
The minions learn kung fu.
Yeah.
And they're so funny.
Well, that feels like that's on the right side of history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I watched it I gotta circle back and I gotta watch Minions Rise of Gru again. So I did watch it. I only watched it once, but it was on a hotel TV where, you know, when they have like the movies on demand in a hotel and it's like $17 or whatever to rent
you
a movie.
$17?
I was trashed. I was like,
you paid $17?
I was
for
like
it?
alone in a hotel and I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, I'm gonna fucking watch a Minion Rise of Gru and like just by myself, just like,
What city were you in?
I believe this was Chicago, but
okay,
yeah, you know it's yeah.
He was in gang territory. He was in Chirac.
Yeah, buying
minions
for $17.99.
You've seen like the soundtrack, Minions 2: Rise of Gru soundtrack.
No,
star studded.
No, wait, who's on there?
Well, it's all produced by Jack Antonoff.
Who's
and
that?
So there's like he produced like a bunch of like Taylor Swift, Lana Del Rey stuff.
Oh wow!
You know, a bunch of you would know it. Living Lord, some Carly Rae.
Yeah,
you know a lot of the pop songs we know and love.
Which on a side note, but, I really thought those little white girls was writing them songs they sell.
I mean, they're writing it, but he's producing the songs.
Right.
You know, and so you know it's like that. Yes, you know these beautiful women are making great songs, but. There is a man behind them.
Yeah.
You know, and
at the end of the day,
still
women.
He produced the Minions 2 soundtrack, and you know, there's a lot of Caroline Polachek's on there, St. Vincent. There's a bunch of folks.
Wow.
I don't know. Yeah, we gotta pull up the Minions 2. I don't know. I don't have my phone.
We're just going to play the soundtrack pocket. In its entirety at this point. It'll just run.
Yeah.
Track 1 to, I'm assuming, 12 to 15.
Because it's required
songs.
Listening. You have to listen to this part of the podcast.
Damn. You know what's tight, though? It feels like between that and all of the Black Panther soundtracks, I feel like movie soundtracks are back, gang.
Oh.
Remember that long, like in the 80s? The movie soundtrack would be better than the movie.
Okay.
And every movie had like a hit song tied to the movie.
That's true. But
and
you know what
someone
changed. Said to me recently? They said the soundtrack of a movie is 90% of the movie. Which I was like, that's an insane thing to say.
That's an insane
amount. It feels like
a
kind of high.
Right?
90. I would not say 90.
90%.
Yeah.
I might even give them 40. I feel like I could give them 40.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, 40 sounds about right. 30.
Right?
I'd say 30. But that sometimes I like to take an Adderall and just listen to the Uncut Gems soundtrack.
Sure.
And go about my day.
Right.
And it makes everything like there's the one part where it's like ooh, it's the one that's like, what fuck? I was gonna like try to like recreate it.
Yeah.
Impersonate the Uncut verbally, Gems soundtrack.
But I couldn't do it. It's
Is
like
it all instrumental?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 10 tricks point never.
Yeah, yeah. Lo-fi beats to be smart as hell too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of the tone.
Whoa.
I feel the same way about like the Social Network soundtrack.
That's cool.
Like where you're off of a stimulant sending emails.
Yeah. I like
but
when
it raises the state. It makes it so much more intense.
The music when they're rowing. When they're racing.
Oh yes, the
Winklevoss twins when they're like on the river or whatever.
Yeah.
On the water rowing.
Did you see that? Well, speaking of the Winklevoss twins, did you see that House of Hammer documentary?
No.
Do you know about this? It's like all of
right. It's about him,
Armie Hammer,
crazy,
and his whole family has like a sick and twisted legacy.
Of what?
He's like
eating people,
cannibal.
He's like he's like from like money. Like he's like
Polo Bear Country.
Yeah, and so there's just like a huge history of them doing a bunch of wild stuff.
Armie Hammer and the Polar Bear ate a girl.
Yeah,
in 1994.
Yeah, I don't even think he was like eating bitches like that though. Is the thing he was just like DMing about like, oh, what if I ate you? What if I ate you?
Like that was his line. That's his game. Yeah.
I mean, when they were just talking about that stuff, when it was just the DMs about, I'm like, what if I ate you? Ha ha. Like, I was like, ah, what's the big deal? And then they get to a pretty serious, R situation, you know, and that's no good. But if you're just DMing about,
I was like, at first I was like, wait, which R?
And racing, then rapping? He was rapping?
Sex.
Oh.
Essay.
Yeah.
S-A-R.
Yeah.
The essay kind of R.
Yeah.
Well.
yeah, but that's not. Yeah. But. Otherwise, yeah. <it's laughs> yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. We're.
But it's okay.
We're against that.
Yeah. Officially.
Today.
We're officially against
today.
Today
is the day.
Officially, we're against.
Officially, we're against that. Is there anything that we should have covered that we didn't cover, Andrew?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Felt like we hit them all.
Yeah.
Right? We hit R.
Yeah. Especially once you
the sexual assault type of R.
Mm-hmm.
We hit black people doing Chinese accent would be hilarious.
Check.
Yeah.
We hit Minions.
Yeah.
So fun.
They're fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's about it.
What else?
I think that really covers it.
Anything else, email me.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you about some stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll talk Taiwan in private.
Yeah.
And yeah, shit, because I got to get out of here. You know, I'm hosting a show at 8.
Oh, fuck. Yeah,
he's on the show he's in a row.
I got to get out of here.
It's like basically 8.
We got to get out of here. We need to leave right now.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh, fuck. Yeah,
thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Hey, like and subscribe to the Brandon Jamel Show. That's Brandon Jamel. That's our names. And the show's available now. Tell your friends. Hit them buttons, fool.